Okay, and as promised, we have special guest Dr. Miller with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good. We're excited to have you here.
Well,
thank you. Isn't your first time on the radio, but it's been a while, right?
It has been a while.
A long time, I think.
Yes, yeah.
So you guys have some great things going on at Bear Lake Animal Hospital.
Yes.
This week you're going to hold a special clinic. So let's talk about that. Tell us what's going on and how they get registered.
Yeah, great question. So this Saturday from noon to 2, we'll be holding an event at the Bear Lake Animal Hospital. The event is focused on producers to help them prepare themselves for hopefully a thaw that's going to come to Bear Lake. Watching the snow come down this morning, it makes us wonder all if it is going to come. But we know when we get this much snow, it's hard on everyone, including the animals, and especially those cow-calf producers that are getting ready, or some of them are already into calving right now. We want to make sure that we give them the best supply possible to help those calves with a good start. One of the things that we see in a deep snow like this is as the snow starts to melt, we'll see very wet, muddy conditions. And unfortunately, when the snows are this deep, there's just not dry ground for those calves to be born into. And when we have those wet, muddy, sloppy conditions, illness takes a hold and we see calfhood diarrhea or scours take place. That scours can debilitate a calf pretty quickly within just a couple days, and we can lose quite a few calves early on if we don't intervene pretty quickly. Puts a huge responsibility and a stress on these producers, and so that's where this event was created. Is in years previous, when we get this much snow at the clinic, we're inundated with calves trying to help as much as possible. We want to provide those skills to the producers so they can try to do those, if at possible, at home. Treat some of these calves at home, whether it be with oral fluids or IV fluids, and try to stabilize with any type of diarrhea case. From there, if we still need to have them into the clinic and things like that, we're definitely available and want to help that way. But this event is focused on that. So between myself and Dr. Redden, we'll be going through a couple different topics. First of all, assessing dehydration. As the thaw happens, like I say, that diarrhea is one of the biggest things we worry about. Pneumonia is another one where a calf just feels weak and can't get up and nurse on its mother like it should. And when it doesn't get up and get those fluids, that's when their energy balances start to drop, and we can see metabolic acidosis kick into play and other concerns that make it so that newborn really has a struggle for life. So we're going to go over assessing dehydration. We're going to go over how to provide oral fluids and what our recommendations would be for oral fluid treatment versus just going straight to a vein and trying to provide an IV catheterization. But then we will move into that and talk about preparing the site, helping them place the catheter, and then how to monitor those fluids and making sure that we're getting a good rate, as well as what do we need to place in the fluids to make sure that this calf gets a good boost and back on its feet and back out sucking on mom and getting the nutrition it needs from its mother.
All right. So valuable information, especially for a lot of people around here are producers. They have these calves and then they sell them. They depend on that for a large part of their production and income in the fall. So this is happening when? Talk to us about that and how they get registered.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. So the event's to be held this Saturday, March 18th, like I said, from noon to 2. To be able to register for the event, there is a $100 entry fee. The entry fee covers, as part of the event, we're going to have some hands-on, so there will be calves to work with to help cover that cost, offset those costs. And then as part of the event, we're providing a lunch, which we're working on a sponsorship for the lunch right now. But there will also be some drawings. We'll be giving out free items. And then every person that registers for the event will go home with a take-home kit to be able to do IV catheterization at home. So that will be part of the event as well. So it's a $100 entry fee. We ask that you call the clinic, and that phone number is 208-847-2547, and RSVP for a spot. We've already had quite a bit of interest in this, and unfortunately, because we want it to be hands-on, we may have to put a cap as far as how many actually get to participate. We don't want 100 people there because we know you won't have the opportunity to get the hands-on that you need to be able to do these kind of skills at home.
All right. So if you have four or five of you that are running a production, send one.
There you go. Yeah.
Have one specialist that can then go home and teach if they need to or whatever. You don't need to all attend it. So
exactly.
That way you can reach more producers in the Valley.
Exactly.
All right. $100 entry fee. Again, that phone number is 208-847-2547. And you need an RSV by Friday, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
So count.
All right, if you have any questions about this upcoming calf IV care workshop, give the Animal Hospital a call and be sure to get registered. Again, if you are a calf producer, if you depend on your cattle ranch and those calves, this would be a great opportunity for
Absolutely.
You to learn some valuable information.
That's what we hope.
And probably a lot cheaper in the long run. If you learn how to do this on your own, it can save you some money in the future, just in vet costs as well as losing calves.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And in some years like this, the calf loss is incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, management techniques, we want to emphasize that making sure that these newborn calves are born in a nice, dry, warm environment if possible, making sure to rotate, if possible, those pregnant cows off the calving ground, giving them more space. But we recognize the snow levels as deep as they are. There's just no way to plow a parking lot the size of Brolin's everywhere you go in your pasture. And that's something that we just need to be prepared for.
All right. Again, that phone number is 208-847-2547. This is taking place this Saturday, March 18th from noon to 2. And you need to be registered by Friday. All right. Anything else you want to pass along to our listeners this morning?
Thank you so much for having me on this morning, Lisa. And Absolutely. Good luck out there, producers. You do a lot. You commit yourselves to these animals. You're up, I know, during the night, during the day. There's not a lot of sleep that happens for them. So we want to applaud you for the sacrifice that you put into making these animals as comfortable as possible when we have a weather like this in Bear Lake. So
yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to have below zero temperatures again this week. So bless you all that are out there taking care of animals all night long and all day long, all the time. So, all right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Lisa.